Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands, the author of The Art of Implementation, part of the Robert's Rules of Innovation, ideas that Robert's been telling us about sharing with us now for almost 6 years. He's a principal of Innovation Coach, innovationcoach.com. Also, robertrulesofinnovation.com. That goes too, right, Robert?
Absolutely, Jim.
So check that out, and you'll see what all the things are. And tell us how you help. Tell us how you work with your customers.
Yeah, so I typically focus on workshops and guiding them through what I call a structured, repeatable process. And that's a mouthful, but again, for small business owners, you know, you can even map it out on a napkin or a little piece of paper before you get to spreadsheets and complicated software. So it's all about mapping out the steps and making it repeatable so that you know, with 2016 coming into play, you need to start thinking, what am I going to do and plan out with innovation in this year?
Right.
So start out with some ideation sessions. You know, we talked in a previous...
People hear that.
Yeah.
They've heard that word, and it sounds intuitive, but is it as intuitive as it sounds?
Well, it's like...
Ideation?
Yeah, that's all about creating ideas and filling the pipeline, listening to your customers, listening to your associates, making sure you use some creative ways of gathering ideas. So we go beyond the old-fashioned idea box, you know, and make sure there's a way of having people submit ideas to you so they can be considered. And, of course, we have all heard about brainstorming, but there's a few very cool techniques which I would love to dive into real quick.
Okay.
One of them is whiteboarding. If you have a common area, like a coffee area in your place of work, hang a large poster-sized blank sheet, like a little sticky note, but a large one up.
Yeah, and they're like the fat heads.
Yeah,
fathead posters.
And put a pen there and just either post a problem.
I'm looking at one right now in my studio.
Oh, cool. So, but what's a great way of doing this whiteboarding is you either pose a problem to be solved, or you ask for the next new product idea or service, and you leave this up hanging for a week, and you put actually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the site, and you cross off the days as they pass. And you'll be surprised how people spontaneously will start adding solutions and ideas to this sheet. And at the end of the week, you just do an informal meeting and really complement it with a little brainstorming session and say, what did we mean by that? How did we solve this? What do we want to do? And I can guarantee you that you will come out with a great solution and great new ideas without really taking the time of a meeting. It's just in a common area, and people will start thinking and talking about it.
I use mine to start my ideas with before I take them to my team, but I'll be working on something on my computer, and I just can't seem to. I need to have a bigger place for the electrons to orbit, right? So I'll get up on this big whiteboard and I'll just kind of start drawing stuff out.
Doodling,
and to see, you know, let the electrons orbit around the nucleus, you know, and it helps me to see things.
And to be honest, you're clearly a visual thinker. You would rather map it out, sketch it out, and there's a lot of people who work like that as opposed to just purely words or technical or on a computer. So it's a great way of starting with ideas. But once you have the ideas, you figure out which ones really contribute the most growth or profits or use the assets that you have. You then basically put things forward, you know.
The ones that will sustain customer amazement.
Right.
Will sustain, well, over and over again. You talked about structured and repeatable. Whatever structure will repeat customers coming back, that's your North Star as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, because we all know it's so hard to gain new customers. It is easier, and you should focus on retaining customers because it's harder to bring them, bring back or gain new ones. There's many businesses where the acquisition of a customer is so hard, and they spend so little time and effort in offering new things to retain them.
When you got, you got customers already inside the gate, right?
Absolutely.
Love them up. Hey, Robert, I got to wrap it up. Give us the websites one more time, please.
So look for innovationcoach.com and robertsrulesofinnovation.com and the second book called Robert's Rules of Innovation, The Art of Implementation, coming out December 8th.
All right, so check that out, folks, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Robert. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. We'll be back.
Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.